BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Presidents Biden and Zelensky have signed a 10-year security agreement, boosting Washington's commitment to Ukraine's resistance against Russia's aggression. Mr. Biden said it would strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future. The United States is going to help ensure that Ukraine can do both, not by sending American troops to fight in Ukraine, but by providing weapons and ammunition, expanding intelligence sharing, continuing to train brave Ukrainian troops at bases in Europe and the United States.
Mr. Zelensky said the agreement acknowledged Ukraine's future integration in NATO.
The issue of NATO is covered through the text of the agreement. It states that America supports Ukraine's future membership in NATO and recognizes that our security agreement is a bridge to Ukraine's membership in NATO.
The deal followed the G7 approval to use profits from seized Russian assets to fund Kiev's war effort. A Russian foreign ministry official said Moscow's response to redistributing its assets would prove very difficult for the European Union. Tesla shareholders have approved Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package, despite opposition from some big institutional investors. Shareholders also backed his plan to move the electric car maker's legal registration from Delaware to Texas. The tech entrepreneur is still facing a legal challenge to his pay deal after a judge in Delaware invalidated it. The shareholder vote is a vindication for Mr. Musk, who turned Tesla into a world-leading EV company. The UN Security Council has demanded that Sudanese paramilitaries call off the 8-week siege of Al-Fashir. More than 1.5 million people are sheltering in the city with scarce food, water and medical supplies. The US ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the situation was dire.
The people of Al-Fashir are trapped. They're surrounded by heavily armed RSF. Food, water, medicine and other essentials are drying up. Famine is setting in, and the threat of further violence, including a large-scale massacre, looms large.
Al-Fashir is the last big city in Sudan's Darfur region in the hands of the army. Flooding has caused serious damage and disruption in Chile. The government has declared a state of catastrophe in some central regions. More than 3,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. South Africa's ANC party says it's made a breakthrough in its attempts to establish a government of national unity after it lost its outright majority in elections last month. With more, here's Barbara Plattusher.
The ANC has been racing to forge the shape of a government before the convening of the new parliament, which is set to elect the president. It's expected that the current leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, will retain his seat. But last-minute talks failed to produce a formal agreement on a national unity government. The ANC Secretary-General, Fikile Mbalula, told journalists a majority of parties supported the concept, but it was too early to give details. He did say it would be a move to the political center, because breakaway ANC parties on the left have not accepted to participate.
President Biden has said the fight for reproductive freedom will continue in the United States after the Supreme Court rejected a case that sought to restrict access to a widely used abortion pill. The justices unanimously said the plaintiffs, a group of anti-abortion doctors and activists, had no legal grounds. Early clinical trials conducted in the US have shown that a particular combination of immunotherapy drugs can treat the most common form of bowel cancer. The drug combination was found to halt or shrink 3 out of 5 tumours over a period of 6 months. The researchers hope their findings will be confirmed by late phase trials. Researchers in the United States say Pacific Coast grey whales have sharply diminished in size in recent years. They found the average length of an adult is now 13% shorter than 24 years ago. The cause of the decline is unclear, but scientists say it raises questions about the health and the viability of the Pacific Coast grey whale population. BBC News.